Welcome students to distant e-learning program of AEES. Today we will be learning a very important chapter of class 8th history textbook, our past part 3. The chapter number is 5 and the name of the chapter is When People Rebel 1857 and After. And this is the first module. In this chapter, we will discuss and understand the reasons of outrage and anger of the Indians against the East India Company. How the Indians revolted against the British Empire or Company. So, students, we have already studied in the previous chapters that the policies of East India Company had affected each and every section of the Indian society, whether it is peasant, tribal, Raja, as Nawabs or Sipais. We can say each and everyone. Now, what was happening at this time? The actual Nawabs were losing their power. They were losing all their authorities. Their territories were taken off. And their freedom was slowly and slowly reduced. Now, what was happening at that time? Each and every person who was looking for succession was being suppressed. By seeing all these things, many ruling families tried to negotiate with the company to protect their interest, but they failed. Let us take the example of Rani Lakshmibai of Jhansi. Rani Lakshmibai of Jhansi wanted the company to recognize her adopted son as a legal heir after her husband's death. Similarly, in the case of Nana Sahib, the adopted son of Peshwa, Bajirao II, pleaded that he should receive his father's pension as he was his legal heir. But the company never accepted such requests. Means, the company always turned down such request. Next, we will see that in 1801, a subsidiary alliance was imposed on Awadh. But in 1856, it was considered that there was misgovernance going on in Awadh. So, Awadh should be the part of East India Company. Next, we see that the company began to plan to end to the Mughal dynasty. So, for this, what company did? The first thing the company did was removed the name of the Mughal king from the coins they minted. Second, in 1849, Governor General Dalhousie announced that after the death of Bahadur Shah Zafar, the family of the king would be sifted out of the Red Fort and given another place in Delhi to reside in. And the third point here, it is, in 1856, Governor General Kenin decided that Bahadur Shah Zafar would be the last Mughal king. And after his death, his successors would be known as prince, not king. This means that his successors cannot become king anymore. So students, we can see that each and every territory was gradually becoming the part of the company. But the people there were not happy and not satisfied. So they were continuously try to revolt. Now let's see the condition of the peasants and sepoys. The peasants were not happy with the high taxes and the rigid method of revenue collection. Many peasants had lost their lands. They had been tilling for generations because of their failure to repay their loans. On the other hand, for the sepoys, the life was much more tough and difficult. The sepoys were unhappy for the three conditions. First is about their pays, second is about their allowances, and the third is condition of service or the work they did. The sepoys were also unhappy because the British were trying to destroy their religious sentiments. How? Let's see. In those days, people feared to cross the sea as they had the myth of losing their religion if they crossed the seas. So when in 1824, the sepoys were asked to cross the sea to go to Burma, they simply rejected it. Though the sepoys were ready to go there by land route, hence they were severely punished. So, result of this, in 1856, the company passed a new law that every Indian who wanted to be a part of the army had to agree to serve overseas. So these were the cases creating a revolt feeling in a common man. We can see that slowly and gradually people were gathering together and there was a kind of mass momentum that was being formed against the British Empire. Now we will see about the British reforms. The Britishers started changing the society of India. They stopped sati system and encouraged widow remarriage. They promoted English education. Christian missionaries were given special importance and they were allowed to spread in India. They were also allowed to own their own land and property. And in 1850, many of the Indians were converted to Christianity, and once they are converted, they were allowed to inherit their land. The right of the land transferred to the people in the name of conversion to Christianity. So many of the Indians went along with the Britishers and wanted themselves to be converted into Christianity. On the other hand, there was a section who was against this law and does not want to become a part of British Empire or Christianity. Next, we will talk about mutiny. A very large number of Indians developed a feeling that they had a common enemy and they should rebel against them. And this common enemy was the Britishers. A strong mutiny that rose, and this mutiny meant that all the soldiers who were there in British Army or the East India Company Army during in that time were basically disobeying the order or disobeying the laws and the officers in the East India Company. One of the major reason for mutiny was cartridge that were circulated, that were coated with fat of cows and pigs. And those sentiments of Hindus and Muslims, and those were very particular to the religious sentiments of Hindus and Muslims in India. So what Britishers were trying to do, to follow divide and rule policy. And that was something that brought mutiny. That mutiny ultimately rose to a rebellion. So the army itself started to organize and started to revolt against the British. How this all 1857 revolt started? Let's look into the background of that. It was on 29th March 1857, a soldier named Mangal Pandey was hanged to death for attacking his officers in Barrackpore. After some days of this incident, some sepoys of Meerut refused to do the army drill as the cartridges were coated with the fat of cows and pig. And the result of this was 85 sepoys were dismissed from service, and on 9th May 1857 they were sent to jail for 10 years. These feelings brought a kind of revolution among the colleagues. So on 10th May, the soldiers marched to Meerut jail to release the imprisoned sepoys. They attacked and killed British officers and declared a war against Firangis. After this, they reached Delhi, where they were joined by the regiment of Delhi. They rose in rebellion and killed British officers and also captured the arms. After that, when they reached Delhi, and in Delhi they declared Bahadur Shah Zafar as their leader. However, this time Bahadur Shah Zafar was aging and was not actually in a position to rule over India. He asked the rulers to organize and form a confederation of Indian states to fight against the British rule. And this single effort had a numerous implication on the British Empire that slowly and gradually was being attacked. So this step itself taken by Bahadur Shah Zafar was one of the leading stepstone towards 1857 revolt. So this is the end of the module 1. We will continue the chapter in module 2. Thank you.